WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 67 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Law enforcement officials are looking for an escapee from the Clarinda Correctional Facility, Rodney Eugene Long. Officers believe Long is the individual who shot a Taylor County deputy late Sunday, August 18th, and subsequently led law enforcement on a 40-minute pursuit. Officials are urging the public to be cautious and observant. Long is considered armed and dangerous. If you see Long, do not approach him yourself, but rather contact authorities immediately. Long is described as a white male, 38 years old, with brown hair and brown eyes. He is 5 feet 9 inches tall and weighs 144 pounds. He has tattoos on his wrists. Long escaped from the minimum custody lodge in the early morning hours of Friday, August 16th. Personal items left in the stolen patrol vehicle indicate that Long is the individual that officials are searching for. Sunday evening at approximately 11:25 p.m., Taylor County deputies were dispatched to a suspicious person walking along Highway 2 just east of New Market. As the first deputy was exiting his vehicle to speak with the individual, he was met with gunfire and struck twice. As the deputy was taking cover, the suspect took the patrol vehicle and left the scene. A second Taylor County deputy arrived on scene, picked up the wounded deputy, and began to pursue the suspect in the stolen patrol car. A pursuit ensued for approximately 40 minutes through rural Taylor County. Officers from several different jurisdictions, including Missouri, responded to the area. Gunfire was exchanged between the suspect and officers during the course of the pursuit. The pursuit ended when the suspect rolled the stolen patrol vehicle several times on a rural Taylor County road. He was able to exit the vehicle and escape on foot. A manhunt involving at least a dozen different law enforcement agencies from Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska has been underway since moments after the crash. The wounded deputy was flown to an Omaha hospital where he remains in stable condition. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. His name is not being released at this time. KJAN News Time is 9:02.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board of Directors will meet this evening at City Hall. Among the items on their agenda for discussion and or possible action is a smoke-free, tobacco-free policy for Sunnyside Park. During their meeting last month, a public hearing was held with regard to the proposed policy, but the matter was tabled in favor of obtaining more information and input from the public, as well as looking more closely at Iowa's Smoke-Free Air Act. The board will also hear regular updates on the Schildberg Recreation Area Campground, Sunnyside Tennis Court Reconstruction Project, park maintenance, building construction, and other projects. Discussion and old business includes a request from the Cub Scouts to camp overnight at the Camblin Shelter area on September 7th and 8th, and information on a bike racks project. The meeting in the council's chambers at City Hall begins at 5:15. Police in Audubon have released a report on recent arrests. On Sunday, 28-year-old Trevor Joe Beckendorf of Audubon was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, open container, and speeding. Beckendorf was transported to the Audubon County Jail for processing and was released on cash bond. On August 12th, a juvenile from Audubon was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The juvenile was released to the parents and will be referred to the juvenile court district. On August 7th, Audubon police arrested two juveniles from Audubon on charges of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The juveniles were released to their parents and will be referred to the juvenile court district. On August 5th, 29-year-old Richard Leonard Chickering III of Audubon was taken into custody for burglary in the first degree and public intoxication. Chickering was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held to be seen by a magistrate. And on August 4th, Audubon police arrested 53-year-old Mark Daniel Dormer of Audubon for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Dormer was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held to be seen by a magistrate. The owner of Skydive Iowa says a 56-year-old man who fell to his death Friday had planned only to observe the flight, not jump. Company owner Bruce Kennedy tells the Des Moines Register that the Eastern Iowa man's parachute deployed prematurely during takeoff, and he was pulled from the plane. The Iowa State Patrol said Sunday that Wayne Kedrowski of Brooklyn, Iowa, died in the accident. Kennedy says everyone on Skydive Iowa flights wears a parachute. Kedrowski had previously flown on more than 10 observation flights. Kedrowski died after the plane took off from Brooklyn Friday evening. Authorities from the Federal Aviation Administration are investigating. Des Moines is naming its third dog park after one of the city's best-known police dogs. The city's Parks and Recreation Department will dedicate the Reno Memorial Dog Park in northeast Des Moines on August 28th. Reno died last winter at age 11. Reno was best known for an incident in 2004 when he was shot as officers searched for a slaying suspect. Police say the suspect, Michael Reyna, shot Reno in the spine. The dog continued to pursue Reyna but was accidentally shot in a knee by another officer. The dog returned to duty 4 months later. For the dedication, any licensed dog will be admitted to the park. Owners also must provide proof of rabies vaccinations. Usually, owners must buy a $20 annual permit. An apartment fire in Cedar Rapids has forced 10 people out of their homes. Fire Department spokesman Greg Bulow says the fire was reported Sunday afternoon in a 6-unit, 3-level apartment complex. All the occupants had left the building when the firefighters arrived. They determined most of the fire was in the attic space of the laundry room, which is on the basement level. Fire damaged the laundry room and 2 basement apartments, and there was smoke damage throughout the building. 6 adults and 4 children were forced out of their homes. The American Red Cross was helping the displaced residents. Firefighters are still investigating the cause of the fire. Authorities say a 32-year-old man died inside a northwest Iowa jail this weekend. The man was found dead Saturday in his cell at the Woodbury County Jail in Sioux City. Authorities did not immediately release the man's name, and attempts to revive him were unsuccessful. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into the man's death. Data shows the number of accidents at Clive intersections monitored by red light cameras was twice as high in 2012 as the number 4 years earlier. The Des Moines Register says over the same period, the number of accidents citywide dropped 22%. Clive's red light cameras are to be back in operation today, now that the city council has approved a new contract. A review of data provided to the council shows 26 accidents occurred at red light camera intersections in 2012, 13 occurred in 2008. Police Chief Michael Venema says using the number of accidents to evaluate the effectiveness of the camera program would be misguided because the sample size is so small. City Councilman Michael McCoy disagrees and says the data show the enforcement program has been ineffective. Taking a look at world and national headlines, Oscar Pistorius has been indicted today in South Africa on a charge of murdering his girlfriend. The Devil amputee track star will also face a charge of illegal possession of ammunition when he goes on trial next March. Prosecutors say witnesses heard a woman screaming before the sound of fatal gunshots in the early hours of Valentine's Day. European Union foreign ministers will hold an emergency meeting this week to forge a joint response to the recent violence in Egypt that has left nearly 1,000 people dead. An official says diplomats from the EU's 28 member nations agreed today that the meeting would be held Wednesday in Brussels. Today's meeting came a day after top European Union officials said the bloc will urgently review its relations with Egypt, with some officials calling for aid and other forms of cooperation to be suspended. The EU is a major source of aid, loans, business, and tourists for Egypt. The American journalist who has published stories based on leaked documents from former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden says he's going to be much more aggressive about printing stories now. That statement from journalist Glenn Greenwald comes after English authorities detained his partner under anti-terror legislation for nearly 9 hours at Heathrow Airport in London. Stocks are getting off to a weak start on Wall Street. A steeper loss from Saks delivered the latest bad news from the struggling retail sector. Several other retailers are set to report results this week. The Dow is coming off its worst week of the year. The ashes of music legend Richie Havens have been scattered over a field in Bethel, New York, the site of the 1969 Woodstock concert. More than 1,000 fans and members of Havens' family gathered yesterday to honor the singer and songwriter. Havens was the first act at Woodstock, and his performance of Freedom was a highlight of the concert. Havens died in April of a heart attack. He was 72. KJAN News Time is 9:10.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelINS.com.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Michael Charles Lee, 55, of Denison, died Thursday, August 15th at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Graveside services for Michael Lee will be held 10 a.m. today at the Shelby Cemetery in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Leon Willis Hansen, 75, of Harlan, died Wednesday, August 14th in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Leon Hansen will be held 10:30 a.m. today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mavis C. Morey, 90, of Red Oak, died Thursday, August 15th at the Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Mavis C. Morey will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Vernon Roach, Jr., 70, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday, August 15th at his home. Funeral services for Vernon Roach, Jr. will be held 1:30 p.m. today at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Ella Weidel, 91, of Manning, died Saturday, August 17th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Ella Weidel will be held 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, August 20th at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Bill Morgan, 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday, August 17th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Bill Morgan will be held 2 p.m. Tuesday, August 20th at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Schwartz, 80, of Erling, died Sunday, August 18th at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Harold Schwartz will be held 10 a.m. Wednesday, August 21st at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Stephen Messer I, 62, of Greenfield and formerly of Des Moines, died Saturday, August 17th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Memorial services for Stephen Messer I will be held 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, August 21st at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Harold Ranke, 94, of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Ranke will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, August 23rd at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ivan Chaffa, 98, of Fontenelle, died August 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Ivan Chaffa will be held 11 a.m. Monday, August 26th at the Fontenelle Cemetery. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. The news is brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland,